Today's episode is brought to you by Movember. Did you know, on average, that one man dies by suicide every minute of every day around the world? That's why Movember is working towards a world where men take action to be mentally well and are supported by those around them. Their goal is to reduce the rate of suicides among men by 25% by the year 2030. To learn more, visit Movember.com. And for now, enjoy the show. Everybody, recording live from somewhere, this is the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. I am your host. I go by the name of Scott Anderson, a.k.a. Trudeau Mars, and I want to say thank you for checking out the program. If you'd like to support the show, you totally can. Feel free to hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to the show, be it Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or over in Spotify. If your podcast app gives you the opportunity to rate or review the show, then please feel free to rate or review the show. It helps the show move up the charts and, in turn, helps more people find out about us. And last but not least, if you have something you want to add to the conversation or leave any type of feedback on the show, we have a comment section over at podomatic.com/podcast/thatCSAguy. There aren't that many rules in life that I think are absolutely mandatory for everyone to abide by. Number one on the list is probably treat others the way you want to be treated. But somewhere in the top five, let's say, is keep your promises. For example, if you tell people you're bringing back your podcast for a month, then maybe, perhaps, you should make sure that there's absolutely at least an episode every single week. And with that said, let me apologize to anybody who was sitting around with bated breath hoping for an episode of Fry Cook on Venus last week. One, I will make sure you get an extra one in the future. And B, oh, don't you worry, I have an explanation. So this all starts last Wednesday as I'm sitting around putting together ideas for the podcast. Something inside me just doesn't feel right. And I don't mean so in a metaphorical way. I mean physically. Something ain't bubbling the way it's supposed to be bubbling, so I figure, okay, I'm going to play this smart. I'm going to go lay down for a little bit, and maybe whatever this is something I can shake off with just a little bit of rest. A couple hours later, though, as I'm sweating in a pool of, well, sweat, I figure, nope, this ain't no little bug. This is a full-on fever that is trying to melt you from the inside out. I don't know what it was, I don't know what brought it on, but I guess when you take as much public transit as I do, you can pick something nasty up from anyone, at any time, at any place. So if I can make a quick suggestion for the kids at home out there, if you can get a free flu shot, you might want to get one, because if it saves you from feeling as nasty as I felt on Wednesday night, trust me, it's in your best interest. Anyways, back to the story. Late Wednesday night, I feel the fever finally subside. I feel like I'm coming back down to a normal temperature. And all of a sudden, on my right leg, there's this cramp. Like the upper inner part of my thigh, it just doesn't feel right. It feels like somebody's been kicking me for like an hour straight. So I'm like, okay, that's weird. I'm going to start downing all the fluids I can, and hopefully that is gone by the morning. But sure enough, Thursday, my leg is still wonky, so I'm like, all right, cool, let's just take it easy, and maybe on Friday, I'll be back in time to put out another episode of the podcast. Friday comes, however, and I cannot stand on my right leg. Now, since we do live in the year 2019, I did what any normal person would do when they get a random cramp in their leg. I picked up my phone, I punched in all the issues I had into whatever search engine came up on my phone first, and I was like, alright, cool, let's get to the bottom of this, and the general consensus on every website I went to was that I had either strained or completely torn my hip adductor. Shout out to that physiology class that I passed. I knew about all them muscles, bro. Trust me, I felt very knowledgeable as I limped around my room on one leg. Now, my phone continued to tell me that this issue was either caused by one of two situations. The first, which I don't really believe, would have been the result of excessive movement. Now, for any of you who are following along at home, you know that the 48 hours prior to me limping around my room, I wasn't really moving at all. I was trying not to melt. So I went with option two, which says this groin injury is likely the result of the stage of pregnancy you're in. So, if you see me on TLC next year on a new episode of I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant, well, surprise, the cat's out of the bag. At this point in the story, I pretty much threw my phone away and decided to ask real-life people what I should do about my leg. The two bits of advice I got that I used were A, put some ice on it, B, get some rest. I figured, all right, I don't have that busy of a weekend coming up, so I'm going to do both of those. Friday night, fell asleep with the plans of doing nothing for the next 48 hours. And boy, as usual, was I wrong. Saturday morning, I wake up with the remnants of what seemed to be a crazy nosebleed. It was disgusting, and I don't even really know how it happens. I'm thinking that as I am now officially an old man, my body can't take cold, dry air anymore. And because the temperature is around here in the world's most beautiful city, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, have been plummeting, I guess my respiratory system is as questionable as my digestive system these days. So upon waking up, I limp over to the bathroom and have to wash my entire face, which may be the most miserable experience I've ever had looking into a mirror first thing in the morning. Let's just say I don't recommend it. The rest of Saturday goes on well enough. I feel like I don't really have any plans. All I gotta do is coast for the rest of the weekend, and it'll be all right. And Saturday afternoon rolls around, and my family from the States starts piling into the house. And I think to myself, wait, what am I forgetting? Apparently, there's like a big party Sunday afternoon where everybody has to show up, and everybody's probably gonna have to go dance. And me, Peg Leg Pete over here, is gonna need to be at least above a 50% when it comes to health. So I'm like, all right, this could be problematic, but I'm going to make the best of it. So when people start coming over to the house, I figure, okay, I may not feel great. I got to look great. So I go grab a razor and I go to trim the mustache. The strategy at this point was to shave everything down as close to the skin I could around the mustache. However, I haven't had like a clean shave probably since last Movember. So my skin was not having it. Like, when I tell you it hurt, please know that the pain was excruciating. I've never felt a shave like this. I should have called in a professional. But for what it's worth, at the end of it all, I feel like I looked really, really good. Fast forward to Sunday afternoon. I am feeling better and I am looking great. At least one British person told me I look fit. May or may not have been Idris Elba, but I'll let you be the judge. I'm moving around this party, hugging people, shaking hands, saying, hey, I remember you, Auntie so-and-so, who I haven't seen in 15 years. This is great. By the time we roll out of that party, I'm feeling like a new person until I get home and I look in the mirror and I can't help but notice these crusty little growths underneath my bottom lip. Apparently, ya boy was all of a sudden a resident at the Cold Sore Hotel, because I got a whole set of these things just populating my face, and didn't even know it. Apparently, everybody else did, but I had no idea until I came home. So that might have been worse than waking up with the nosebleed. I gotta tell you, at least the nosebleed will wash off. This thing was just all pussy, and you know when you've given up. At this point, I was giving up on my look, man. I just want to put on sweatpants, make a tent out of my bedsheets, and live in my room for the rest of my life, if not the rest of the weekend. But life doesn't work that way, so I had to continue to march on. Monday morning, I wake up, the fever is gone, the leg is still attached to me, the nose is stuffy with God knows what, and my face is covered in these little white bumps. I figure that there's nothing that can make this worse. And I look out the window, and in mid-November, it is snowing. And not the nice little snow that you see in the Hallmark movies. I mean, we're about to get a blizzard. We're about to get 14 centimeters, and I'm just standing there like, okay, well, at least the leg is attached if I have to shovel this or, God forbid, push a 2-ton snowblower around the driveway. Like, at this point, I'm looking up to the sky like, who did I piss off? Who has the voodoo doll of me and left it in a sewer? Because I feel like not only has my luck gone down the drain. I feel like I'm mutating a little bit. And just let's just say nothing is coming up Milhouse. You know what I mean? So I figure, all right, cool. This is all manageable. I can do this. I'm good enough to get through this situation. Fast forward to Tuesday, and I'm full out having a panic attack. It was too much for me, man. I'm willing to admit that. I was standing around hyperventilating, arms shaking, head looking back and forth for answers because I didn't know what to do at this point. It was not my finest moment. I've had one or two panic attacks before. I don't even know if it was a panic attack. I've never been diagnosed. Don't let me be that person on social media who tells you about all their troubles when they've never seen a doctor to tell them whether that's actually what was going on with them. So I don't intend to do that. But just know I was a mess. And I don't like being a mess like that. But luckily, I got through it. I sort of know the ropes at this point. So that's where I'm at now. I just want to say that if you were going through one thing or several things that feel like they are too much for you, you can always reach out to somebody, whether it's me or somebody who's actually qualified. Don't be afraid to, because there are people around who are willing to help you. I've been sitting on this episode for about a week now. As soon as I finished recording it initially, I told myself, well, that's just going to sit on the hard drive forever because I don't think this is something anybody out there is ever going to want to listen to. But, you know, after a few days passed, I thought to myself, if this is something I went through, maybe somebody somewhere might be going through the same thing later on. So if this episode wasn't for you, sorry, my bad. I'll try to get you in the next one. And if you are the person who this episode helped out, I'm glad you found it. Thanks for listening. I hope you stick around in the future. Speaking of which, I believe it's about time to end this episode and get working on another one. So that wraps it up from here. You all have been listening to the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. I'm your host. I go by the name of Scott Anderson. If you would like to donate to my Movember campaign, you can by heading over to mobro.co/thatcsaguy. Every single dollar and cent is greatly appreciated. If you want to keep up with me on the regular, you can check me out on Instagram, Spotify, or Twitter at thatcsaguy. YouTube.com/geniusboy88 is the old YouTube channel if you want to see a mustache from a few years ago. I mean, I ain't new to this Movember thing. I'm true to this Movember thing, you know what I mean? So I'll see you in the future. Until then, do remember to always and forever be good. We'll be right back.